ahead and start recording, that this is a vibrational acceptance and a vibrational endowment. And here comes the offering. And so as we all receive in delight, as we all receive in responsiveness, as we all receive our heavenly claim, that is what we bring to the table. That is how we direct our inner guidance to allow us to bring us to higher evolution, higher knowing, higher trust. So to step out for a moment, this is all a game of attention and vibrational attunement. So we have each come to agree upon the transference of consciousness. So this is about gathering in groupings to establish our divine authority, our divine resilience, and our divine truth. Because as we will establish this, indeed, we offer it to all others. We offer it to our brethren. So we've been speaking about this. We've been opening up to this truth. And so these are the times we're saying that we've been praying for in terms of establishing our own command. And our own command is that we take personal responsibility and authority for our own transmissions, for our own allotment, for our own attainment. So I'm going back and forth. So again, getting back to the offerings, there's going to be offerings of transmissions to, they're saying, alleviate any concerns. In other words, to establish your divine contact on a consistent basis and a consistent measure. And I literally, so beautiful, I have these dolphins that are here guiding us. So if you could imagine, have you ever seen it, like when you see like the pods of dolphins and they're just like kind of following the boat? In essence, that's what's occurring for us, is we will step up. And so step up is in terms of arrival. In other words, stepping into divine union, to divine consent with our holy prophecy. Because again, we're here, each of us are here as prophets. We're here to set the bar, to set the paradigm to a new energy exchange. And so what we're learning to do is to signal our own readiness. I literally see the archer, to signal our own readiness. So remember, pulling back that bow and releasing and coming into divine consent, coming into divine union. They're literally showing me, like, you know, if you went into a church and did prayers or synagogue or whatever your place of worship, and as we've all been understanding and opening up to and evolving to, that place of worship in the truest sense is our own body temple. And going beyond that, it's our own consciousness and our own mind that houses that body temple. So it comes back to our own prophecy, our own realization, our own establishment, our own follow through. And so when we're saying own, it's in the truest sense of us residing with that pride of ownership. So it's like if you have a house and you have the deed, it's like, ah, here's my house. So you really want to think of your vibration, your temple, your housing in terms of your own property. In other words, you direct traffic. And as you will allow heavenly consent, as you will allow heavenly arrival, as you will allow the orchestration of your true understanding, that is where the power is. That's where the empowerment is. And the light beings that are surrounding us, I can't even begin to explain the heavenly glow that it's like we're all lit up like fireflies or lights on a Christmas tree. So if you could envision this, to see and feel and experience your light, remember, everything we're experiencing, it's a dream. It's a dream world. And so as you remember your light, as you remember your divine consent, as you remember to stand in the acquirement, and I literally see, it's so beautiful, I literally see joy. And it's like she's spinning. She's spinning and coming into further claim, further alliance, further consent. And so again, it's spinning with the light, coming into your true divine inheritance. So as we will each receive light, as we will each receive our own true nature, it's offering us further guidance. And so I'll just use me as an example, myself. I had like some linear questions, like, how do I do this? Like, this is linear, I can't ask spirit. But what happens is when you move into those higher realms, you already are in the future. You already are beyond past, present, future. You're in that place of all knowing. And so from all knowing, we see things from a higher advantage. We see what's for the highest and best good of all. We know what we don't know in our limited form. So we're entitled to go beyond boundaries. So just think of the limitations of your physical body. And so there's an aspect of, not an aspect, the true essence of us that is beyond. That is beyond this limited focus, that is beyond this limited value. And so as we place our attention, our authority, our divine partnership with this place of true remembrance, that is where we offer, they're saying like offer ourselves to the gods. But what it is our own God self, our own primary derivative, like it coming into consent with our divine nature that is beyond space and time. That is one with our totality of claim. And so they're showing me like the Wheel of Fortune in Tarot. So in essence, this is our destiny, because remember, we are here serving the awakening. So it's not stepping into mass consciousness, it's going beyond mass consciousness. It's going beyond like all of that energy that's just feeding that lower essence. We're going beyond that and claiming our divine authority, claiming our truth, claiming our, they're saying self-respect in terms of respecting our true self, our true essence. And so as we do this, we climb the mountain vibrationally. And so they're saying this is signed, sealed, and delivered, that as like when you get a package, you sign for it. So as we sign for it, we open up to our daily occurrence. We open up to our daily riches. We open up to our daily bread. And so our daily bread is that alliance with truth that knows beyond the localized time and place, that knows our true power, that is one with the end. So whatever our project is, whatever our hope is, whatever our daily supposed challenge is, we there's no such thing as separation. So we're already one with that conclusion. So when you're one with that conclusion, you then know how to direct traffic. You then know how to order the steps. You then know your next placement. So as we come into consent, as we come into divine partnership with this greater claim, this greater offering, they're asking us to like literally fill ourselves up to the brim. In other words, to expect miracles, to expect overrides, because we're the ones dismissing charges against ourselves. We're the ones responding to our true nature. It doesn't matter what has occurred in the past. It doesn't matter. Wisdom erases karma. When I say karma, I don't mean karma against others. It's really self-punishment, karma against self, where we have been denying ourselves. Doesn't matter how many days you've been in denial of your true self. The second you adore yourself, the second you say yes, the second you sign for that delivery, it's all yours. It's all yours. So again, we want to remember that this is like divine dispensation. Like these are the days that have been ordered. Because remember, we're already at the end and we're walking it out. These are the days that have been ordered. In other words, you are accepting your divine placement at this time. You are accepting this divine placement. So the more that you can develop this knowing, this compassion for self, like this is my purpose, this is why I'm here, that this is for me to be the lighthouse. And to be the lighthouse, you must receive the light. Now I'm going back to Joy. And she was just like this beautiful girl, like just dancing with the light, almost like a little ballerina. So again, because that light is ever flowing, it's just like the fountain of youth. It brings us to our youth. It brings us to our truth. It brings us, they're saying, to our heavenly claim. So in English, it's going to help you solve things. In English, it also brings you up into higher advancement. So you're no longer plugged into mass consciousness. You're no longer plugged into fear. You're no longer plugged in to regret. Trying to get my dog plugged in. We're plugged in to our truth. And so as we abide with our truth, we open up to our own divine consensus. In other words, we speak with authority because we're receiving grace. We're receiving endowment. We're receiving self-respect. So as we receive these offerings, again, with liberal pleasure. So just imagine you're in a bath and you have a sponge, and you can just sponge yourself anywhere, everywhere, and it feels so good to do so. So the more that we bring forth self-respect, the more we bring forth priority of concept. In other words, the priority is how you're receiving yourself, how you're claiming yourself, how you're paying attention to yourself. In other words, self-respect, self-appreciation, self-adoration, as we open up to our highest claim. Let us pray. And so as we do this with a sense of honor. The honor is about affording ourselves a rite of passage. In essence, we're honoring our true self. We're honoring our true nature. I still have a couple of people where it's like, you're so good at helping others, but you bypass yourself. It's not going to work. You're going to find your tube of ointment to assist others getting empty. Like, it's almost empty. What happened? What happened? Where's my flow? It has to do with your next step up. In other words, in your spiritual progression, it's time to erase the belief in poverty. It's a time to erase the belief in self-consciousness and in separation. So in other words, in order to offer for another, which you are excellent at, you must offer to yourself. You must offer to yourself. You must claim. And what you're going to find is the well is going to dry out in your game of serving others and not the self. Not to cause you misery, but to redirect yourself to kindness. You've got, whoever this is, you've got the strength to do it, I assure you. I'm literally seeing the strength card. And in that strength card, there's a infinity symbol, like above her, on her throat chakra, or something of that nature. Again, so it's attesting, they're saying, to your welfare. In other words, your welfare, your betterment, your wholeness, your entitlement. So let us take a moment and receive. There's no area of your life that cannot be adjusted now. They're saying expect miracles. There's no area of your life that cannot be adjusted now. As you will abide by truth. As you will abide by truth. So that means being willing to reshuffle the cards, to be willing to do things differently. In English, whatever we have been avoiding up till now, good luck trying to avoid it and get the hall pass. It won't work. You want to remember, it's not that you're not loved, it's that you're loved enough to be stopped until you clear those old energies. Self-love, self-endowment, self-praise, not of the lower self, but of your true divine union. There's someone else they're like, but I'm not the teacher, I'm not the healer. It doesn't matter if you're doing accounting work right now, sitting at your desk. It's just a role in a dream state. It's not you. So you want to remember, if you respond to this vibrational offering, it's because you're remembering your alliance with your divine self, your master self. You are calling yourself home. It has nothing to do with your linear role. It has nothing to do with what you learned up till now. It has to do with your response. If you're responding to the vibrational offering, it's because you're awakening. You have decided to commit to awakening. And again, it doesn't mean that you just go off and give up your linear concerns. It means you awaken to your holiness day by day, moment by moment. So again, you move into higher reality, higher vibrational consent. And through that, on a practical level, you also know twists and turns because you're no longer being led by the ego. You're being led by your higher self for the greatest good of all. You receive divine dispensation. You receive grace. But again, serving the greatest good. It matters not what you've been attending to up to now. It matters not, they want to say this, the tricks of the mind. So if we still have lingering, addictions or self-defeatist kind of things, to remember that that has nothing to do with our truth. That's the personality self. What we're tapping into our truth, that's beyond the personality. So don't measure your readiness by some lingering, they're saying displays of unkindness to self. Don't measure your value, they're saying, by small change. So they're showing me like someone that's like got millions in the bank and they reach into their pocket and they just have a couple of coins. Well, I just have small change. Yeah, but you have millions in the bank. All right, so we're going to receive this on behalf, they're saying, of our prophecy. In other words, who we are, what we have elected to do in terms of abiding by our true ownership, our true directive, our true empowerment. Let us receive. So with my hand, even though my hand's stationary, I'm literally watching it being offered to each. And it's like, I'll put this in words, it's like this ding. And somehow the energy's being transferred to each. You don't have to be here in the physical. You could be listening at a later moment. You are still part of this energy field. Beautiful. When I say beautiful, it's your souls, like beautiful, truly, truly beautiful. Okay, we are now gonna see how to be of further service and kindness. So we'll begin with Allison and proceed accordingly. Hi, Miss Allison.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how can we help you?
I just want to thank you so much. This is a time where we really need our spiritual leaders, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you. So